Damn it, Fuzz. I bet you're a Hanzo main. Touch it.
Damn it.
Give mind to things you've tried. I'm the one that can satisfy you.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Notcast episode 344. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And, man, today's been frustrating.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. It's been an exciting week.
I fucked him three times, wouldn't let him come.
Man, I'm going to be sore as hell. You know, I'm gonna be walking like I'm out of fucking Mass Effect Andromeda. I got to show you those. So, Mass Effect Andromeda coming out, And it has some of the jankiest, most fucking awful running animations.
Yeah, I saw someone posted a gif of the walk.
Yeah, animation. She's like fucking Vince McMahon swagger walk away. And there was another one with the main character running, and it looks like she's like just scurrying. Like her upper torso doesn't move very much, but her legs are going really fast.
That sounds bizarre.
It sounds really unfortunate. Like, it's the new Mass Effect, and everyone's like, fuck yeah, Mass Effect, I want to fuck dudes in space.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Mass Effect 1 and 2 are really fucking amazing games in their own right. 3 was, and everyone's like, okay, maybe the fourth one will be the charm.
Yeah.
And all the things I've read so far is just kind of, that really makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because that was one of those, I could get that on PC.
Mm-hmm.
But not at the moment.
Yeah.
So,
you silence that shit.
I should silence that. Panther has sent a missive. What is it? Oh, well. And hey, Panther hears from beyond the room and links.
I come from you from beyond the room.
Yes. So, animating Nathan Drake probably takes one animator a week per 10 seconds. Setting up facial blend shapes can easily cost $100,000 up front. QA wise, they could have missed it, etc., etc. Where is it? I'm trying to find it. Basically, people are saying their faces look awful.
Oh. But
the development budget for the game exceeded $50 million for L.A. Noire. Personally, I think AAA devs have somewhat designed themselves into a corner by creating game designs that demand so much realistic animation. And this is from, just so people know it, it's a Fiora Eterna. F-I-O-R-A-A-E-T-E-R.
Furiosa?
No.
Cool.
F-I-O-R-A-A-E-T-E-R-N-A. Basically,
maybe they're just a bunch of fuckholes.
No. Basically, they're saying
I don't know about video games, so I just thrust it out.
People are, they put themselves in a corner. You can always make one game look better than another by taking the worst animations from Game X and comparing with the best from Game Y. Anyways, I'm going to go back to playing my lovely, beautiful Atelier games, which are made entirely out of cheap chains of canned animations. I mean, it's disappointing, but people are still going to play the hell of it. Obviously, I haven't looked into it that much.
Mm-hmm. And we'll all commission pictures of our furry characters walking like that.
And wearing N7 or Pathfinder armor, because that's how it is. You know, oh shit, I gotta, it's like, everyone's night in the woods right now, but everyone's like, no, I want to fuck space lizard man or woman.
Well, everyone's also like wanting to fuck or not fuck the shark from Breath of the Wild.
Or fuck the bird.
Or fuck the bird. Yeah, the bird's in the same game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cass and, oh, fuck, what's his name?
Or get double-teamed by the bird and the shark.
Well, there was this pic of the bird and the shark. Like, they're playing and singing, and someone's like, I just want to sit down between them. And it's just like, oh, yeah. Cass is a straight family bird. He's out becoming a bard so he can go home to his wife and impress her with his song.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
The Rito are pretty good-looking birds. I'm not a huge fan of the fish people, but, you know, whatever.
Especially when artists draw them with a fat cock and huge balls, because that's totally bird-like.
Yep. Or they draw the shark man without two dongs.
Not very aerodynamic, but I can drop these nuts in your mouth.
God. It's like, we cannot do this on, you know, please do not do this with a beaked character. I reserve putting my nuts in your mouth to non-beat people only. So
it'll be like that Button Balls anime.
the one that got put into the chat last night that was like the go fuck yourself?
No.
Oh, someone put into the chat. It was probably Rahata. So we're talking about our Telegram group. That was this 2D animation of like some like donkey character fucking himself. Like, I don't think
it was because his dick was just that long.
Yeah, he like tucked it under and fucked himself. And it was just like this weird ass animation. I'm like, if you could do that, it probably wouldn't be comfortable to do that. But, you know, whatever. The internet's weird. But it's a wonderful distraction from the horrifying reality of American politics.
That's true.
Yeah, but at least on the upside, Hawaii has told the Trump travel ban 2 to fuck off. And this is what's great about this, right? So, well, there's multiple great things about this being blocked. A, that it was blocked. But B, it's like all the people that are like, what the fuck would Hawaii know about mass attacks that kill hundreds of people? They're away from New York City. I don't know what could have happened on December 7th some years ago.
Yeah.
Additionally, they've got all these fucking people going, oh, I'm going to fucking boycott Hawaii. And all the native Hawaiians are like, please do.
Wait, we could do something that makes all the asshole tourists not come here?
Yeah.
You know, and just all the nice tourists will come instead? Cool.
Yeah. Well, that and Hawaii is still real pissed about their sovereignty being stolen by the United States. That whole situation's real fucked up.
Yeah, kind of was. Was it like in the 40s or 50s?
It was in the like the 30s. It was
we just sort of rolled up, overthrew their kingdom, and said, you're a state now?
Pretty much. Yeah, it was real fucked up.
Yeah, that's super
like,
fucked.
We have the big guns, fuck you. And manage multiple other states. It's been told no twice. And what's really great is that basically they're using, it's like, yo, this is exactly what Trump said. He said, we're going to fucking ban the Muslims. And they're like, and then after they're going to rewrite it to make it less problematic, they said, it's like,
yeah,
we're writing it the same way, but trying to make it less legally problematic. So you're doing the same thing. You just told me this is the same thing.
Yeah. It didn't
you dumb
even
motherfuckers.
He said that at a campaign rally, too, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he said it at a campaign rally, but then, like, after the initial ban got slapped down and told no,
they said we're going to do it again.
Yeah, and we're going to make it legal this time, but it's going to do the same thing. And it's like, well, then it's not legal if it's doing the same thing. We told you that's not legal.
Didn't the judge add some other line about their overreach or their stupidity or not, didn't say stupidity exactly, but their general lack of knowledge in this area or something.
They just put the gif of that dude. Y'all are so dumb. Like, for real. Yeah.
Next time the judge is just gonna like send a video of him pulling out his dick and pissing on it.
Yeah. Well, like, and they had like a 45-page like ruling on this. So basically they were just, they had, it's like, no, we've looked at this, it's going to come before us, we already know what we're going to rule. Boom. And of course now the new conspiracy theory is because Obama visited Hawaii, his birthplace,
yeah,
which is in fact not Kenya.
Yes,
they were like, conspiracy. And then people are like, but Massachusetts told him no too. Was he in two places at the same time? Does he really have Barack Obama's magic time machine? That's how he simultaneously found that ISIS and was responsible for 9/11.
The TARDIS has landed in the shape of a microwave.
Oh, no.
And we can watch what goes on the scanner.
Yeah. And furthermore, onto the lol, what the fuck. In Oklahoma, again, as always, you have more to fear from Republicans than any trans person in a bathroom ever. This guy was caught, a Republican, super conservative senator, was caught with an underage prostitute in a hotel room with a shitload of weed.
Nice.
Let me pull up that story because of fucking course.
How old was the prostitute?
I'm trying to find it. Let's see. Yeah, Oklahoma state senator found with boy in motel charged with prostitution. Let's find the guy's name. I'm waiting for the mobile site to load here. So, an Oklahoma Republican state senator who campaigned as a champion of family values was booked on felony prostitution charges on Thursday after police found him in a motel room with a teenage boy and drugs. Ralph Shortley, 35, was charged with three felony counts, including child and prostitution. Court documents filed in Cleveland County showed, who has served since 2010, has not served. They found Shortley and a 17-year-old male, who was not named, in Moore, Oklahoma. He had officers present observed a strong odor of marijuana, then also found an open box of condoms in the defendant's backpack. And, yeah. Oklahoma politicians from major parties have called on him to resign. He's also a gun rights advocate who's taken a hard-line stance against abortion and yada, yada, yada. The sanctions, he was sanctioned by the Senate. Such penalties include stripping of his office space, removing him from committee positions, and canceling his reserved parking. That's the least of his worries.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
How can he get roadhead from 17-year-olds without his reserved parking space?
Man, I don't know.
These fucking people, right?
No.
I don't even know what to say. It's just the hypocrisy of it.
Of course. I mean, it's like, guns and gays and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck these people. I don't even know.
It's also one of those things that they stand so hard and run their mouths and then lol, they're...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking underage prostitutes will high as a kite.
Yeah.
Good job. So, just touching this briefly, you know, if you have 12 million subs and you have shit opinions, maybe you should still keep your shit opinions to yourself.
Mm.
Because then everybody realizes, oh, wait, you're actually a flaming racist. So this last week, Rep. Steve King was basically throwing around a bunch of white supremacist talking points.
You can't
secure your future with other people's children, et cetera, which is basically a variation on the 14 words, which, if you want to look that up on the SPLC, is basically it's a white supremacist like code phrase. It's just like their mission statement. We must secure a future for the white race, right? And so basically JonTron was like, yeah, you know, we should keep out those murderous hordes, blah, blah, blah. And then he went on a live stream for like 35, 45 minutes and just spewed his shit everywhere and looked like a massive dickhead. Like, to the point that even his hardcore fan subreddit was like, yo, check out this sweet JonTron cosplay, and it's a fucking dumpster fire. It's like, picture of this giant open mine in Russia. It's like, this is the world's deepest hole, but JonTron says he's gonna keep digging. It's really unfortunate with the YouTube stuff, too. You get these people that have these millions of followers who think they can just fucking... They're like, oh, I've got all these followers. I'm immune from all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, PewDiePie was just a fuckhead moron who decided he'd do edgy jokes about Hitler. And he was pushing the envelope, and it's still costing him, like, reputation stuff. Yeah, he's got his 54 million subs or whatever, but no company is going to really work with him. Or be as willing, right? And you have JonTron, right? He's got 12 million. And he thought, yeah, I'm just going to go on... say how I think that, you know, blacks are inherently violent and that immigrants are all terrible and yada yada. It's like, wow, really? I mean, I'm old, I guess. I don't keep up with the YouTube shit. But the thing is, YouTube is TV to kids nowadays.
Yeah.
And so, like, Loud Video Game Man makes racist jokes and turns out Loud Video Game Man is actually racist. It's one of the situations where, like, yeah, if your kid's watching TV, they're only going to see stuff that'll pass FCC or pass, you know, cable standards, right?
Right.
But on YouTube, yeah, this guy's playing Minecraft and yelling at ghosts and Five Nights at Freddy's, but he's also like, oh, yeah, by the way, fuck the Jews. Mm-hmm. And parents might not know that. I read an interesting article by Patrick Klepek, who basically was like, yeah, as a parent, I'm terrified of this idea.
Yeah.
Because... I've got a daughter, and she's way too young to be doing YouTube and stuff, but this is the entertainment that kids are watching nowadays, and I have to be really careful of what she intakes because that shit's not cool.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's being an internet edgelord isn't great, which moves us on to our next topic. I'm just fucking master of segues here today.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
So the most awful thing in the universe happened. Oh, no. Gasp. So sad. To the Ranting Griffin, the long-running... The 45-year-old teenage edgelord got told, no, you don't get to do your show at Anthrocon, and no, you don't get to be on stage. And then false-flagged the whole drama bomb on himself.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be completely fucking clear, no, I do not support 2 in any way, shape, or form, and I am totally fine with AKG doing this, so before anybody takes anything out of context. This was so fucking stupid, right? Instead of just saying, all right, AC told me I can't get to do my show, he literally had to dredge up an account that he obviously runs called Offensive Opinions, which is full of...
Offensive facts.
Offensive facts, yeah. Right? Offensive facts. And, like, one of the offensive facts is, yeah, Jews control most of the wealth in the world. I'm like, that's probably not true and a bit of a problem. And other such bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't even at reply to him from that account. He just tweeted, can't wait to see your 2017 show at AC, or your show at AC 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't at to, didn't mention him. It doesn't follow to his account. It's this dead account that had been fallow for 2 fucking years.
Yeah.
And he fucking quote tweets it and does the whole, oh, sorry to disappoint you. Gosh darn, don't know why they did it, right? This, and then a couple people that looked a little deeper, I think it was Fur and a couple other folks, were like, wait a minute, how the fuck, you just false flagged this whole thing. I think what he wanted to do is he's like, oh, instead of being like, yo, they told me I can't do it, oh no, I'm disappointing a fan because, oh no, Anthrocon, and I'm making reaching motions and being dramatic, and it doesn't translate, but please, in your mind's eye, see me as, like, dripping sarcasm.
He was lying on a door in freezing water, and Anthrocon was just sinking into the ocean, and he was like, come back! Come back!
But he was trying to elicit the whole, oh, I'm disappointing a fan. How could these monsters do such a thing? Which, of course, you then got his fucking Edgelord Brigade and various... They're like a 15-year-old fucking Sergal dipshit. It's like, oh, we should disrupt the con. And, you know, protest during the first week parade. And I'm like, welcome to the watch list, motherfucker. Your name is now on Anthrocon's watch list.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really easy to stop them with the Sergal trap.
Oh, no. Just get a fucking wheel of cheese.
Yeah. Just get the slice cut out. Yeah.
But... the upside, though, is, like, if you think that, regardless of your opinion, which hopefully you're going to be like, yeah, 2's a piece of shit and has said a lot of awful shit over the last decade and a half or so, because it's all on the internet, it never goes away, let Anthrocon know that you support them saying, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, the address is programming@anthrocon.org.
Yeah, I mean, I emailed them, Fuzz emailed them. I'm like, yo, you stick to your guns? I'll buy a supporting membership. Just fucking do it. Stick to your guns. You know, honestly, if you're a hardcore fan of To the Randy Griffin and you don't show up at AC, that'll probably make the con a better place. Just saying.
Mm. You also shouldn't be planning to go to a con for one event. Like, oh, I actually saw some people saying, like, oh, well, my wife and I only aren't going to go to Anthrocon now because your show won't be there, and that's the only reason we go.
Oh, that's a fucking line of shit. It's like, seriously?
Why don't you just fly to Denver and knock at his fucking door and, like, hang out for a couple of hours?
Like, hey, can I give you a blowjob? My wife wants to watch. Sure. You know?
And I'm like, that's a hell of a trip to make. I mean, Anthrocon is not cheap, you know? No. You got the hotel, the registration, getting there. I mean, it's really the hotel. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
But I don't know, to just be like, yeah, I'm going to blow all this cash just to see one panel, basically. Yeah.
Again, it's one of those, not my con, not my problems.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't want him here in Texas. Ain't going to happen.
No, not a special show at Nightmare Nights.
Fuck no. We just don't need people like that. And it's one of those things, all these fuckheads are like, oh, I thought this was an open and tolerant and accepting fandom. Yeah, it is. Until you tell people to fucking kill themselves. And just because we're open and tolerant and accepting doesn't mean we have to accept your Nazi ass.
Yeah. Telling people to kill themselves, saying that being transgender is a mental disorder.
Written some weird shit about people that are molested or just professional victims.
Oh, I hadn't seen that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But, you know, complaining about Black Lives Matter, saying that protesters are just whiny crybabies. This was after the inauguration. And I mean, in that line of reasoning is just fucking dumb. Just, I could go on. There's all kinds of shit, you know. But he has the full support of the Nazi furry group in Colorado. So
yeah, furry raiders.
He's got that going for him, which is nice.
Yeah. As I replied, it's like, wow, and the totally not helping award for Sympathy Towards 2 is the Free Raiders coming out in full support.
And then, you know, you say stuff like, oh, he did this, he did that, and in some cases, including screen caps, because they happen on a blog or they happen on Twitter, and people are like, well, where did he say that? When did he say that? And here's you prove it to them, and they just don't want to accept it. You know, like I mentioned the transphobic stuff. That was on his podcast, like, repeatedly on Two Cents. And I'm not going to go back and listen to 200 fucking episodes of a 90-minute show, you know, to dig it up. Because I know it would be pointless, even if I did. They're like, yeah, well, that doesn't count, you know, because you didn't specifically say, like...
Or the YouTube comments where it's like, I never fucking told someone to kill themselves. Like, no, you didn't tell them to do it once. You told them to do it twice. And there's these three right here, screen capped, time stamped.
Yeah, people are saying it's...
That's what people don't fucking get. Internet's fucking forever in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So if you say dumb bullshit, it can come back to bite you many years down the road. Like the shit about molested kids being professional victims, that's from 2012. That's 5 years ago. His opinions haven't changed. His shit about, like, man, I can't say, or, you know, say shit about Israel without being called anti-Semite or something. It's like, these are all on his blog. You know, it's this shit that hasn't been posted there since, like, 2015, but it's all there. I'm sure he has a fucking live journal you could probably go back through. I mean, I don't think I have to convince you guys that this dude's not cool.
Seems like we do in some cases, though, because I had one guy reply to me, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, I really like you and stuff, but I'm going to have to disagree with you. Like, it's like, just
well, I'm sorry, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's basically what my thoughts are, but it is just really like, oh, it's just a sense of humor that you don't get kind of thing. And
humor,
I'm like,
man.
No, I listened to it for a long time. I used to find him quite funny, but I changed, he didn't, or he got worse.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't gone back to like 2002 and listened to old ass episodes or anything, but I've moved on. Yeah, when you're like 22 and figuring your shit out and you don't really know your place in the world, and maybe that edgy kind of crap is when you make a black and red fursona with a demon wing and an angel wing and listen to Two Cents, you know. But
not anymore.
You don't stay in that rut forever.
And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, this guy's got his legion of teenage edgelord fans, and he's fucking 45 and still pulling this shit. It's fucking shock jack bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Just, I don't know, man. Evolve or go extinct, you know?
You can have rants and stuff, but when you're talking shit about minorities of any flavor, that's not going to fly anymore. And you're going to get fucking dragged on Twitter. And I actually had a friend of mine be like, I'm really surprised how, like, strongly you went off on this. I'm like, yeah, it's because it fucking matters. This guy, I mean, and it really boiled down, like, if you want to be really fucking, it's the raw economics of the situation where the con realized that he's bad for business, that this guy's sense of humor and his reputation is just as much a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I bet...
It casts a shadow on the Anthrocon brand.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, this is their face. This is their guy at the head of the biggest fucking furry fandom event.
Yeah.
I mean,
because I know, like, more than one person who has said previous to this that they didn't want to go to Anthrocon because this guy was given a stage.
I did.
I mean, apart from you. But
yeah, I know. I'm just saying. It's like, that was my deal. It's like, you know. Just like I don't want to go to Rocky Mountain FurCon, I'm not going to go to Anthrocon.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I'm still not going to Anthrocon this year. You know,
but it's not to do with this.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that, yeah, there's people that are going to spend their money in places that don't support dipshits like that. I bet that there's a lot of folks that are dropping their support of Rocky Mountain because of the Furry Raider situation. And people got to see where that goes.
I'm really glad Rocky Mountain actually banned the usage of the armbands of any kind in any of their outfits or iconography. But I do wish they would take the additional step and kick any furry raiders on their staff off staff and just Blacklist the name of the group. You could still come to the con if you're a member or something, but you can't.
But you pull shit and you're out on
your ass. You're out on your ass and you can't wear anything showing off that group or anything. And if you're on staff, they shouldn't have anybody on staff that's member of a, I mean, if you have to fight that hard to be like, we're not a Nazi fur group, I'm like,
nah.
Yeah. Like dude. Mountains of fucking evidence of their founder and other people in the organization saying fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, he never said that. It's always the same kind of thing as Two. Like, Two does that whole feigning ignorance thing on his Twitter account. Like, I have no idea what people are talking about when they say they think I'm blank. And then
it's like, okay, you know,
people throw a pile of screen caps. No, I had no idea. It's a total mystery.
I never said that. It's right there. I typed it.
I guess we'll never find out. Yeah. And the Furry Raiders guys do the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Oh, there was a video that Dust Sergeant posted there. Like, he posted like a line by line thing of some dude in a fucking like bank robbery looking get up, like cap and glasses and a fucking face mask. He won't show his face, but he's defending himself as, it's that Furry Net Amino guys, right? Who are like, no, we're totally not a Nazi fur splinter group because our main group got banned from Furry Amino. So we're trying to like cause brand confusion, and it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where they were like one tweet, hey, we're trying to unite the fandom and tolerance and acceptance, and then like tweets a little bit later, well, why can black people say the N-word, not white people, huh? From the same account, hours apart.
Oh my bad. I meant to post that on my personal account. That doesn't matter. You're still a shitty person.
Congratulations.
All you did is out yourself as the owner of that account. But really, good people have got to stand up for themselves and speak out about this stuff and be like, no, this shit is not who we are. It is not welcome in our community.
Yeah, and, you know, feel free to call us SJW cucks, because that's the croutons for their word salad. But
it's like, whatever, just kind of
fucking done.
Yeah.
Putting up with this shit. Yeah, we're the old farts. But we also help run this shit, and we're gonna do what we can to tell these people to fuck off. Nazi furs, fuck off. So, another missive from Panther has appeared. It's there are over 100 shrines in Breath of the Wild, and man, they get fucking brutal the further you get.
Uh-huh.
Finish your taxes early. Call your mom, even though you just called her last weekend. Attend your coworker's improv show.
Oh, God.
You're super tired and they're still open, but don't order pizza. Those aren't the actual things, but that segues out of our man fuck two into our other topics that are not about bullshit. Now, we do have a lot of emails this week, so we're going to be getting to that real shortly. We got like 9, Fuzz said.
Yes.
Real quick. Night in the fucking woods. So that's going some real weird places right now.
Yeah.
So, Fuzz, you've come over and been watching it with me. So we're basically recording it together. I'm doing all the narration and Fuzz just sitting and watching and having fun.
And chuckling.
And chuckling, yes, along. But man, that game it's good. It's not your traditional ass video game. It's almost like a visual novel, but there's like skill elements involved as well.
Yeah.
And oh, it's the day in the life of this kid who fucked up, and then it's going, oh, there's some cosmic horror involved. Like, we just got up
take to, like, a shot every time May gets electrocuted.
That wouldn't get you very drunk.
It's at least 3 times.
Yeah, so 3 times at least. It's not what I expected. Like, Zap was all up on this game when it came out. I'm like, all right, cool. It looks good. Oh, it's got cats. Oh, it's got some furry shit. All right, that's great. I'm going to get it. And I'm playing, and I'm like, this is not what I expected at all. This is cool. I like it. And we're recording it, and it's going up on my YouTube channel. I've got the first 3 parts out as of this recording, and I've got up to the 7. And then I think the last recording we did on Wednesday night was 3 or 4 further segments.
I can't even remember.
I'm really super proud of my Harfest. That's like, that's gonna be like episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, 8. So it'll be out like next week at some point. I think actually during Fiesta, which is the town play.
Yeah.
And Bea is the narrator.
It was so cute.
She had her little witch hat, witch cat garb. It's so cute. And also, I totally have Breath of the Wild, and I'm going to be playing and recording as much as I can until Fiesta. And then I have to get the Wii U's back to Fiesta, and I'll be like, well, fuck.
You'll be like, no, 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 they're mine!
No, I mean, it does kind of suck that they're in storage for 360 days a year, but the con bought them this time and not me, so whatever.
You should be like, you could store them for free at my house. And well, I don't want them to get cold. It's important to warm them up every now and then.
Yeah. Well, because I really want a Wii U for a few things. Like, I actually bought a copy of Bayonetta 2 when that came out. I have a copy of Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U. I didn't own a Wii U. Like, every time I've wanted to buy one, it's just been like shit's come up.
He just likes to hold it.
And, well, fuck, I've got copies of the Kingdom Hearts remakes for PS3. But I never got an HDCP stripper. I'm getting one from Zentra because PS3 has some weird like hot protection bullshit on their HDMI.
God,
so you have to like have a pass through thing. So guess what? I'm getting a pass through thing, so I can probably do a playthrough of Kingdom Hearts because I've never fucking completed any of that game series. I own them, sealed copies, because I don't even fucking know. Well, because that's the thing. I had them on PS2 and I played through part of them, and then we got robbed. And my entire game selection was gone, and I had both Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, but I'd never finished them, and I was partway through of 1, and it was like, man, what the fuck, this is weird, lol, you know, Disney. But, and then the HD came out, alright, cool, they were pretty cheap, I just never played them. But now I could actually play them, stream them, record them, but that's neither here nor there. Video games, they're much more fun to talk about than, man, we don't like people in a fandom.
Yes.
But I've played a little bit of Zelda on the Wii U. It's real pretty still. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some frame drops in areas already. I can tell it's not. It doesn't stay a solid 30 because the Wii U is an older hardware. I'm going to have to get used to controls because that. I've never actually played a Wii U game.
Yeah.
Really on the tablet. So, like, I'm fat fingering the buttons.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, okay, A is jump, X is put away. Swing your sword is the inner button and run is the outer button. But, like, you hit the wrong thing and you're like, just jump. Or
whistle or whatever.
Yeah, or whistle. I don't know what the fuck how I did that. I just, like, started whistling at one point in the Magnesis dungeon. I'm like, what am I doing? What's going on? Why am I whistling? It doesn't make any sense. Well, there's a strat where actually if you are running while hitting the whistle button, it doesn't drain your stamina. So as long as you're running around whistling like an idiot, you can run forever and climb. You can't climb forever, but you can run forever.
Wow.
Your Link is running going. They'll probably patch that shit.
Yeah, maybe.
That's one of the nice things, though, is like that games. Well, it's nice that games can be patched. They can fake. Oh, that was stupid. We'll fix that. Lol.
Right.
And they can also maybe they can patch in weapon durability, make things last a little longer, because that'd be nice. It's like it's like a sticky point is right now. It's like, yeah, you know, shit doesn't last very long. Like, I just broke this log against this dude's face.
Yeah. Your Thor is badly damaged.
Yeah. They make their weapons out of wax and paper mache. You know, it's like
you can make a good torch. Yeah.
Yep. And the swords are made out of tinfoil. So,
good night, Big Malls.
No, we have emails. Oh, also, Fiesta in like a week. There will be no episode this weekend. Oh, by the time we are recording, by the time we would be recording next week, we are going to be doing setup at Fiesta.
No!
Which actually is going to be interestingly complicated for me because my car, A, I won't have a rental car, and B, my car is currently fucked. It's going to make, it's probably going to add like an extra trip or possibly two to get all my shit. From house to here because I can't use the front seat.
Oh.
Because I can't use the open right side door.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to be short of a staffer. They had to cancel last second. So I'm going to have like maybe one other staffer this year.
Hey, if you want to volunteer in the video game
room. Yeah, if you want to volunteer in the video room, please hit me up. Go to the volunteer desk at Free Fiesta and let them know, and then they'll send you my way.
I'd offer to help, but my matrix is going to be stuffed full of books to also drag to the con. Yeah, I'm going to be living
in that game room. On the upside, I can bring my copy of Breath of the Wild and just sleep there at night. They don't let you do that, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to play a few more shrines and Breath of the Wild. Fuck, I'm supposed to open this room in 3 hours. Oh, dear. I could totally see that happening, too.
That'll be one of the achievements at the con. 621.
Oh, man.
Be one of the shrines.
I'm going to have to platinum that shit. All right. So we're going to stop and save. If you're still with us, good on you. Gold star. Be right back. And we're back after a interlude of looking at some of the unfortunate animations in Mass Effect Andromeda. Man.
This character looks high in this.
Yeah. And the character create, that's the default, by the way.
Oh.
Like, you can make some truly atrocious characters. And, oh, it makes me so sad. Like, really, it does. I wish, like, it'll probably get well reviewed, but it just looks so goofy. I just don't know what went wrong.
Wow. This is the part where a character walks behind another character and just fucking vanishes.
What? Let's see.
The girl on the left. Boop. She walks behind the alien,
literally,
dude.
She got eaten by the Krogan's ass.
Did she
ass.
Just get sent to the Shadow Realm or what? That's a comment on it.
God. So I think that that game will do really well. At least in terms of funny, it's a lot of stuff. All right, so we are going to go into emails. As always, you can email us at notcast@foxduffers.com. You can send us anonymous questions via our Tumblr. If you go to notcast.com, it redirects you to our poor, maligned Tumblr. But we have a number of questions and comments, etc., and we're going to get to it.
All right.
So I'm going to ask the read the first one here. Huh. Fuzz, don't all human wolves have furry butts? Like bears. Fur is kind of our thing. Do you have a hairy ass, Fuzz?
It's not overly hairy.
Yeah, you're pretty hairy. You're way more hairy than I am. But,
yeah.
You know.
In character, then, yeah, it's very furry.
In character, you know, Cyberman's extremely furry, you know, because being a Fennec and all, but in real life, I'm actually not that hairy. Like, what can you do?
It's a smooth boy.
Yep. A wee Finnick. And,
Yap, yap.
God. All right. Well, answer the do the next one, Fuzz.
Okay. Notcasters, what are your favorite fantasy races from games, books, movies, etc.? What do you like about them?
So going back to Mass Effect, I think both the Turians, which is Garrus's race, and not the Quarians, the Asari are very interesting fantasy races. So the Turians are basically like base crab people.
Mm.
They're just kind of neat. And like they have basically they're by being space crabs, people are humans are allergic to them, right?
Especially you, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can't eat one out.
In Mass Effect 2, basically, if you romance Garrus, because we totally should romance Garrus, is your fem ship. You can't do it if you're male ship unless you mod it for PC, which you can totally do. Basically, the doctor's like, make sure you use prophylactics, and I can give you some shots just in case, because it can cause anaphylaxis if you eat his cum, or if he comes and you can get anaphylactic shock.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're dangerous to fuck.
So cross-species breeding is probably kind of a problem then.
Fucking alien fucking is something you can totally do.
Well, I mean, like, parenting. Oh. Like, you couldn't have a hybrid.
No. Completely different alien physiologies.
Yeah.
And the Asari are really interesting because they are probably some horrific squid beast, but they appear as idealized, beautiful versions of a given race. Like, their facial features look like to a third person. So, like,
so I'm gonna nerd out here. Uh-huh. You mean like in Voyager, it's species 8472 took human form so that they could try to invade the Alpha Quadrant?
Yes.
And Chakotay ends up. Yeah. Okay.
So, and this is brought up in 2, where there's your character's at a club and there is an Asari dancer, And there's four guys, one of each race, of one four different races that are talking. Like, man, that Asari, man, she just looks like a fantastically beautiful race. Mm-hmm. No, but she looks like a Turian to me. What? She looks perfectly human to me. And it's heavily implied that.
And the fourth guy is like, sweat dropping. She looks like Crystal from Star Fox.
Yes. They appear as beautiful versions of the species that's talking to them at a given time, unless you're like a pervert, and then it's like, why am I a furry? Oh, I mean, like, and the Tarn and WoW are fun. They're kind of cool. They're just like, yo, we just kind of, they're like the most innocent of the races in term, mostly, except there's shitheads in all the races and WoW. Mm. Oh, God.
They just like to be milked.
And in High Mountain, you can totally buy homemade milk and cheese products from a Tauren.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Her name's Cud Butterhoof. And you can, like, order, like,
that's adorable.
A pail of milk. It's still warm.
Cud Butterhoof. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that game was so cute.
Yeah. What do you think, Fuzz? What about you?
Oh, the Time Lords are pretty cool.
Yeah, I think they're kind of cool. I guess. I mean... I don't see why they're so popular. I mean, it's only been around 50 goddamn years.
Yeah. Also, the Founders in Deep Space Nine, because I would really love that shape-shifting ability.
Yeah.
And that specific version of shape-shifting. Not a lot of bones cracking in agony, just that sort of smooth CGI blorp into a different... And also able to completely shift your mass like that. So you can be a humanoid person or a tiny bird or a glass.
Or goo. You sleep in a bucket.
Yes.
Yeah, that is cool.
And I would sleep in a bucket, but I would turn myself white so I'd look like a bucket of cum.
Oh, yeah. Just... fantasy races, though. I mean, it's like...
He swears that's his native form. It's like... I don't believe him. It's
like the Rito from... Breath of the Wild. Why? Because they're sexy birds. I think a lot of like favorite fantasy races come down to they're sexy and I want to fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's cool.
I'm trying to think of any other particular
like alien I've read a lot, you know, there's generic fantasy races, right? There's Elves, Dwarves, all that stuff that's real common across all fiction, so it's really hard to think of any like specific instances of like, oh man, I want to fuck the elves from this setting because they're all kind of the same in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Unless you just really want to fuck Orlando Bloom.
He's all right.
Excuse me.
So professional.
I know. Hashtag professional.
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's hard to think of who else because, yeah, it's like, remember, if it passes the hardness test, good to go.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Somebody posted that, and I posted the pony version.
Yeah, the pony version is cute.
It's rarity, and it's like, do you want to fuck? Winnie! Are you sure? Nay! Do you want to fuck? Oh, yes. Most definitely. Like, remember. So,
I read that one, so on to you next.
So, Shoji Tiger asked a question. In case you're having a slow email week, hi, Notcast, my mate's a husky, but I really like Arcanine, so I set him on fire. Now he's not moving, and Siri won't tell me what to do. Please help. Well, what you need to do is get some limestone and some concrete and a 55-gallon drum. You'll need to put... The mixture of you put the body and the lime in the barrel, let it sit for a few days, then you pour the concrete in, mix that shit up, put the lid on, drop it off a bridge. You're good to go.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Don't do that, kids.
I'm frightened of you now. You know how to dispose of a body.
It can be traced back to you, but, you know, anyways, I haven't murdered anybody.
Okay.
Ever. Yet.
That you know of.
That I know of. I mean, you never know. So,
I read this one?
Yep.
Yes. Only four things in and I'm losing track. Okay.
Hang in there, Fuzz.
This is a Tumblr ask. I joined the furry fandom in 2010, so I feel very ignorant about the early years of the subculture. Are there any resources which cover the comics, art society, and fanzines from before FA? I've already read ASB and Havoc Inc., and I even have a signed copy of Sweet Treats by the Karspeckens. Huh, I have that one too. There also seems to be a fanzine archive in California, but I live on the opposite coast. Any suggestions, Fuzz? This is becoming my new obsession. I might just use my degree and write a book about it. So, there's the guy that used to own Mailbox Books, Ed Zolna, is an old school furry, and he started another company called Second Ed. I want to say it's second-ed.com, and he has for sale a lot of the older stuff. And there's also the crew that did one of the old APA style fanzines is doing a reprint series, cool, which Rabbit Valley has for sale. I think it's North American Fur, maybe.
Yep.
That they do like big like collections of them.
And yes, it is second-ed.com.
Okay, thanks. So that's a good place to purchase some. There are, you know, VCL is another art website. You know, you have to, like, it's not really sorted, so but there's a lot of older art. It predates FA, and I think it's still updated, so it goes back quite a way. I wonder how much is actually on the web.
But going back through this, yeah, they got stuff like, they have, yeah, Gold Digger stuff, obviously, but they also have, like, Extinctioners Book 1 from 1998. Ebon and May Volume 2 from 2011.
Yep.
Old shit. Also, if you really, I mean, this is obviously, like, long shot, you gotta dig for it stuff.
Yeah.
You can go to, like, Half Price Books, if they exist around, you find, go to old used bookstores that have comics and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I found my copies of Omaha the Cat Dancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
they're graphic novels that the print version is still like a year older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look through that. And if you go to cons, there are people that deal in old comics.
Yeah.
You might have to pay a little extra for them. But if you're really interested in them, you can find a lot of old content from artists that either, you know, out of the fandom or dead. Mm-hmm. And the stuff is super out of print and won't be reprinted.
Yeah. A good place to go is also, like, the furry auction sites.
Yeah, actually, like, Furby probably has lots of old comics.
Furbid and Furby. There's one called The Dealer's Room. I forget if there's other ones. Occasionally you'll see some older furries put up a collection on there. Also, a lot of the issues of Furlough, the older issues you can find pretty cheap, some of them. So do a search for that. Sometimes comic stores will have a batch of old Furlough. Go to Radio Comics website also, because they still sell like a big chunk of their old issues.
And actually, you can get, I think, 150 issues of Gold Digger, mm-hmm, like the first 150 issues for free in PDF form from their site.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you want to read that comic and see what anime was Fred Perry watching this month?
Is his style alter?
Like, the stuff that he includes is very like, oh, I can tell when he watched Gurren Lagann because the characters showed up, or I can tell when he watched this show because this kind of stuff showed up.
Gotcha.
It's not a knock against him, but his style is like heavily anime influenced, and he's just like, yeah, that looks cool. I'll do that. But yeah, if you want to go back and read a bunch of Gold Digger, which isn't like, it's furry, but not really furry. It's an action like pulp comic that features a furry character.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a big deal, and it's still It's still ongoing as far as I know.
Another good furry, but not really furry one is Hepcats,
yeah,
which is a comic from the 90s. It was self-published for a number of years, and then Antarctic Press did some of the reprints of it. It didn't really have an ending, though, unfortunately, but it's just insanely detailed penciling and inking on it. Uh-huh. Like, that was really its downfall, was how amazing that it was drawn, because the dude could not turn it out fast enough. Was part of the issue there. He didn't say, he said it wasn't a furry comic, and he wasn't part of fandom. I don't think he was like anti-furry or anything, though. It was really just a using animal heads as stand-ins for the human races, to kind of, you know, be able to tell like an every person sort of story. It's really good stuff, though, but it's probably harder to find these days. There's some old, look up, I think it's, Peter Cat's furry info page.
Oh man, that's a blast from the past.
Captain Pack Rat's furry resource page. Like, they're probably still online.
Peter Cat's furry info page?
Yeah, if I recall, yeah. Those guys were put up these websites back when I first got started, and they went back a ways even then. If you could still find them online or find an archive.
Let's see. There's Peter Cat's furry info page revised April 22nd, 2010. Let's see. Furry info page leading finding furry stuff. Links is incomplete listing of zoomorphic publications. Captain Packrat keeps track of independently published comics. Not quite complete, but nonetheless very thorough comic book list. Publisher's address list tells you where to get them. I'm like, I'm going to click this shit. And it's actually, oh my God, it was last updated in 2005. But it's still there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you really want to do some old ass digging, go and do that. Because, yeah, it's a look back through our fandom's past. I mean, we're lucky in that regard that, like, a lot of our founding was around the genesis of the public internet. And yeah. So a lot of our stuff is still around from the very early days. I mean, yeah, I just pulled up a website from 2005.
Yeah.
And there's stuff on VCL that's way older than that. But, you know.
Also, there's an article somewhere on Dogpatch Press's website, which I think is dogpatch.press, if I recall correctly, that is about three different people are currently writing various furry historical books. Fred Patton published one in January that is a history of furry fandom conventions that includes a lot of like old info with images of like old con books and badges and stuff like that, and basically a history of the evolution of furry fandom cons from 1989, the year of the first furry con, to present. And there's two other books that are being worked on that have not been published yet. One is by Joe Strike, and I'm not sure what tack he's taking on it. It's less about the cons, like Patton's is strictly about the cons, and I think Strike's is more about the fandom overall and its history. So, I mean, you could look up that article. It does like an overview of the projects that are coming out or have come out, and that those might be worth checking out when they are released. So.
Okay. Cool.
Oops. Sorry, dropped my phone here.
Oh God, just ruining everything, Fuzz.
Oh jeez. Yeah. Anyways, that spiked.
Patreon comment wondering, do you guys still play WoW? Yes, for the moment I do. I just got my paladin to 110. I'm having the mid-expansion, Jesus Christ, why am I playing this? There's so much other cool shit to do. So, yes, I do play, but I'm not, like, super social. But if I do play, I have a healer, and I have tanks, and I have DPS. I do all sorts of things, but primarily Horde. Savendrake 1630. Look me up.
And I know Shiva is heavy into WoW.
Yeah, I'm sure she is busy as fuck right now.
Yeah, she's probably not WoWing a lot right now, but she's generally been a lot more involved with it than you have, like, kind of consistently over the last 10 years.
Okay.
I'm going to skip this one and read the Dallas Destinations.
Okay.
Hey, Notcast. Rayfar here. I just wanted to ask if there was anything you guys recommend I could, if there was anything you guys recommend I could while staying in Dallas. Okay. There's a word missing there. I've kind of worn through most of the touristy things already, aside from some museums. Also, I wanted to check out one of the escape rooms in area. Were there any you've been to? Cheers.
Okay, so if you haven't been to the Perot Museum, I would check that out. Pro Museum of Natural History. It's a kids museum, but it has some really fucking cool exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just a fascinatingly built structure.
Mm.
That's really cool. It's the one on, like, that goes through downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the weird stepped cube thing. It's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't had the chance to go down to the Gayborhood, you can check that out. It's doing all right.
Yeah.
There's
the Bishop's Arch District is pretty cool. Deep Ellum is kind of having a resurgence right now with a lot of new restaurants and stores and stuff.
When I was down there a little bit ago, it was looking nice.
Cool.
I was down there on, like, convention business, but I was the area was hopping, as it were. If you get a chance to go down there, there's, like, the Lizard Lounge / the church. It changes name depending on what the day and what they're doing.
Yeah, they're a nightclub.
Yeah, Lizard Lounge is, like, standard rock acts. They have a goth industrial. They dub it the church.
Yes. Savern and I saw Voltaire there way back when.
What else? You can always go. I mean, if you really want to get the cowboy vibe going, you can go out to the Stockyards in Fort Worth. It's a hell of a drive from Dallas, though.
Mm-hmm.
But if you come in early, you have the time.
Yeah. Downtown Dallas is worth checking out. There's a lot more stuff going on down there now.
You can go see Dealey Plaza.
Yeah, there's some nice parks down there also. And I guess that's probably more to touristy stuff. But Dealey Plaza is interesting. There's the 6th floor museum down there is a tour around what used to be the Book Depository building where Oswald was, is now a museum called the 6th floor museum. And it's sobering and depressing, but also really interesting and a really well done museum. If you're interested at all in that aspect of history. I have not been to the Holocaust Museum, but we do have the Dallas Holocaust Museum is, like, practically right next door.
Yeah, it is.
To the 6th floor museum.
Not exactly what you want to do on vacation, but still fascinating and sobering.
Yeah.
There's the Arboretum on White Rock Lake.
Yeah, I was thinking the Arboretum. Also, the Dallas Aquarium is worth checking out.
There's also, well, I don't think there's anything at Fair Park. But if there is an event at Fair Park going on, the area is really cool and has a lot of early 1920s Art Deco construction.
Neat.
It is being maintained, but they keep threatening to sell it off. And so see it while you can, kind of thing.
I didn't know that.
Sucks. The city, I was like, this is expensive to maintain.
Yeah.
Like, no, but it's fascinating. It's also 100 years old.
You'd think it would be protected or something.
You would think so.
I mean, not everything that's a century old is, but when it's like kind of a cool example of a certain architectural style or something, it's worth keeping around. Speaking of old shit that they kept around, but this is probably not really of interest to people outside of Dallas, but there's the Dallas High School that is downtown by Pearl Station. Have I talked about this on the show before? I almost feel like
mentioned it. We have discussed it in the past. Well, it's always been a thing.
It closed up in the 1990s, and it's basically sat vacant, you know, for 25 years or so. Uh-huh. And they've tried to sell it repeatedly to various developers, and they have finally succeeded. Last year, a developer purchased it, put forth some plans, and like, they've gotten to the planning stage before, and then it's petered out. But this time, they've actually started doing shit. So right now, if you go down there, some of the windows have had the plywood pulled off, and they've actually replaced new windows in there. The other ones have big hoses hooked up to them. They're currently getting rid of all the asbestos in the building.
Yeah, because you kind of don't want to have that.
Because the building was built in like 1909 or something like that. So asbestos is kind of a thing in the last century. But basically, the upper levels are going to be leased to companies. So there's going to be office spaces.
Okay.
And they're talking about putting some restaurants and stuff into the ground level of the building, which would be really convenient because you got the Plaza of Americas on one side of Pearl Station, and then to have a historic building with restaurants in it on the other side, and then across from that in the other direction, the Sheraton, that would actually be a good thing to do in that spot. Yeah. So that's just something going on in downtown Dallas that I find kind of interesting. They're doing a lot of construction and stuff like that down there.
I'm retweeting the, did she just get sent into the Shadow Realm or
what? Yeah.
Oh, Mass Effect. God, why are you so sad? all right. So, next email.
Yes.
Dear Notcast, long time no write. I just wanted to share a couple things with you folks. First, my delight that people are enjoying Night in the Woods as much as I do. It's right up there with Undertale in my book, what with the walking, talking animal people being real as shit, and the plot that generally makes you care for the cast members. I gotta say, even though all signs point to B being straight, I can't help but ship her and May. It feels as if they keep each other grounded. May from being too unrealistic and irresponsible, and B from being swallowed up by depression and forgetting the brighter sides of life. Good game, great game. Greg rules, okay? on another note, since you folks mentioned National Women's Day and other pro-feminism stuff, I thought I might share with you a podcast I feel you may appreciate. Remember Greg Proops, the bespectacled, suit-wearing fellow from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Which is still running, by the way. Did you know he's actually a badass hardcore feminist / pro-civil rights activist? Did you know he has a podcast? Well, he is, and he does. Check out the smartest man in the world, Proopcast, on iTunes sometimes. Don't forget the R, and enjoy his tirades against fascists and the celebration of women, people of color, poetry, and libations. I think you'll dig it. I'm glad the show is still going and evolving, and I shall continue to listen as I always have. Sincerely, Regal T. Boggart. Cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
Proopcast. Smartest man in the world, Proopcast. P-R-O-O-P cast. I'll put that in the show notes, because why not?
Cool.
But yeah, Night in the Woods, super digging it. And yeah, maybe.
Oh, damn. Okay, nice.
And then there was what was the fan art we saw? It was like, why does uh-huh. Bee never look straight ahead at the road? Because her eyes are on the side of her head. So she has to kind of like look out of one eye to drive.
Oh.
Think about it.
Science.
Follow the gator.
Yes, follow the gator. Nice. But
yeah, I have seen some maybe Rule 34. Of course, because furries, but...
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, she's cool, and I'm having fun doing her voice because she sounds so deadpan most of the time, and she sounds like life really sucks because it does.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some bad shit going on, but she'll still hang out with her friend May because May is a little bit weird, and she talks like this, and she sounds kind of like Ruby, but not by, like Ruby from Ruby, but kind of, because she's totally not Ruby from Ruby. Anyways... That's just how I interpret her.
Ah.
Anyways, so Anonymous asked a question.
Wait,
that's your turn. Never mind.
It's my turn. Hey, Notcast crew, it's your Anonymous Rubber Wolf here again. No real question this week, but I just really wanted to say thanks for giving your thoughts on my question last week. It's helping me stay positive about Prometheus and the others no one's heard from in years. It's rather comforting to think they just left the fandom opposed to being gone from the world altogether. Cool. Glad we could help.
Yeah, I mean, and again... People grow up and move on, and in the early days of the fandom, like, emails are always disposable. Yeah, you used to have, like, a paid account to get emails, but it's not that big a deal. You decide, man, I'm not going to roll in that anymore, and because people were a lot less connected, they didn't have the nightmare realm of social media that people just, like, up and left. They're like, yeah, I was done with that. They fuck off, don't attend conventions anymore, go to anime, go find something else, go do sports, play golf, play frisbee golf, and throw your fucking $8 disc into the fucking creek.
This sounds like a personal story, Saffron.
Well, you see how there's three
yes.
discs right there sitting next to you, Fuzz?
I see
there
that.
There were four, and those little fuckers used are $8 a piece.
Jesus.
One of my, so that is a driver and two putters. They actually have very different aerodynamic properties.
Really?
So me and Bob and Tesser went to go play at the Carrollton Greenbelt course, and it has the Carrollton Greenboard has the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And in most sections, if you fuck up and it lands in the creek, you can retrieve it. But this happened to float. It landed in the deeper section towards the middle of the park, and it floated. And we had to wait. We finished up the course and were waiting for this fucker to get there. And right as we were trying to get it, when we tried to get it, we tipped it, and it went sliced right to the bottom into the muck.
Aww.
We couldn't dig it out. And I'm like, motherfucker.
You guys need to carry, like, a big-ass net or something?
We didn't have it this time. They're a stick of shame. It's a pole that has a suction cup at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
You just stab the fucker and pull it out, but we didn't have it with us that time. Uh-huh. And that was just her sacrifice to the Carrollton Greenbelt that day.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Which means if we want to go play again as a trio, I need to go buy another, or I'll make Tesser buy it this time. It's like, you lost the driver, you buy the driver. So, next one. Hello, casters of the Knot. I was wondering if there was any way to join Telegram and or Discord, or if we need to personally get those from you guys and gal. I know myself and a certain other few furs and rubbers would love to join it too. Anyways, best of luck in the apocalyptic wastelands of modern day America, ink-tailed silver fox and or possum. I just need to post the current link again because people seem to lose it a lot. Look at us on Twitter and I'll be like, look, here's the join link.
Well, I did have it posted to the Tumblr, but the one that was on the Tumblr last, it already has expired.
Yeah, it expires from time to time. Occasionally you get random Russians in there that you're like, nope, rogue link.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're typing in Cyrillic. They don't belong here. Or it's like, this person's name is in Arabic and they have a ASCII AK-47 in their name. I shit you not, that happened once. He was like, yeah, I'm from Iran. Why is there all this gay shit here? I don't think this is for you, sir. Kick. Provoke link.
Did he actually say, why is all this gay shit here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In broken English, but it was just like, why? What's with all the gay?
What is this gay?
I'm like, I think this would cause you some trouble, sir. I don't think you...
This is illegal in your country.
Yeah, don't get beheaded on our behalf.
Well, that got dark.
Yeah. So...
okay, B.
Oh, that's just life and death. I mean, I like gay shit, but they don't. That sucks for them. Maybe they should
more gay shit for me.
Yeah, more gay shit for me. So, that wraps us up for emails. It is 9:55 p.m. and we are at about an hour 12 at this point. That's fine. So, as always, you can email us, notcastfoxeffort.com. You can send anonymous questions via our Tumblr, notcast.com. Go forth and let us know that we're a bunch of SJW, fur cuck, wage cuck, cut cucks, and
our cut grapes
and our cut carts. And someone in our chat.
Next week we'll be at our cut con.
Yep. Because only cucks leave their house.
So there will be an episode of our cuck cast next week.
Ah, so many croutons. And you can follow me on Twitter at Savrin Drake. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Savrin. I'm on YouTube. I'm posting Night in the Woods. I'm doing my playthrough, doing all the voices. And Fuzz is along for the ride after a certain point.
Yeah, I'm like, woo!
Yeah, like, actually, not that many points, like... On day 6, you show up. Maybe earlier.
I just materialized from the fucking Phantom Zone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That chick got sent to the Phantom Zone, Shadow Realm. You come out of it. And I am also, after the end of this recording, I'm going to try to get streaming Breath of the Wild going on Twitch. So, A, there's record of that shit. And B, I really want to fucking play Breath of the Wild. Guys, I swear to fuck, I spent $64 to play Breath of the Wild for the 10 days or so I have access to the Wii. That's stupid. That's dumb as hell. Thank you, video games.
And you can find Savrin's Twitch channel at cuckfox.com.
So what about you, Fuzz? Cuckplanet.com?
Oh, God.
Cuckwolf?
No, I'm pretty sure Cuckplanet is probably already a porn site.
God.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up.
You can find me on Twitter at Fuzzwolf. My publishing sites are furplanet.com and baddogbooks.com. Is it?
No. Did you mean Cook Planet? And there's an article titled Fear of a Cuck Planet. I'm going to look that up. So go on. Give your spiel.
That's really it. If you're coming to Furry Fiesta, come and see us. We'll be in the dealer's room. Basically, you walk into the room and look to the right, and we're like the first batch of tables there. And we'll have have new stuff, and you'll see the big ass posters of our new releases and stuff like that. So, I think that's about it.
Let's see. Also, since it actually is the middle of the month, we should say thank you to our Patreon folks.
Oh, of course.
That up. Patronage. Where is it? Oh, there's the list. Patron manager. Yay!
It's a little on the phone.
Well, all right. So, again, as always, Kylie, you fucking rock. Also, big ups to Azriel and Ziggy Darklow. Thank you very much. I'm going to rub my ear and think of you. Ah, you make the Finnick happy. Oh, thank you much. But also, thank you to Jaden, Dracus, and Riven Scythe, and Shadow D. Wolf. You are awesome. And Styx, and Wolfrax Luperon, and Joel Noel, and Darthus, and Zirion. And also thanks you to Pinarum, Piper Malone, Festive Pinball, Graith, Mog, Moogle, Rayfar, Dustin, Klaus, Chase Foster, Anonymous, Wolf Griffin, Brian, Ricody, Arvid, Hamid, Gifford, Idis, The Wolfyman, Lunatara, Kilkota, Realm, Jamie Hamill, Roxmay, Seven Twigs, Michael Crater, Nikolai, and Ramoros. Thank you guys a ton. And, well, actually we had somebody that came back as fraud, so, well, sorry, Printerum. You don't. I don't like you anymore. It's like $5 patron came back as fraud. Oh no! But man, some of you guys have been really big, have supported us for a really long time. I really do appreciate it. I mean, fucking hell, Kylie! Holy shit, girl! You've given us so much money, heart. So again, thank you guys so much for supporting us on the Patreon. It's making it's helping out.
Really. Oh, here's some geek news. Former Red Power Ranger pleads guilty to voluntary manslaughter.
Oh, which one?
Ricardo Medina, who portrayed Red Lion Wild Force Ranger in Power Rangers Wild Force.
Ricardo, that name's really familiar.
Pleaded guilty for the 2015 murder of his roommate with a sword.
Ricardo Molina, right?
Yeah.
Aw, well, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. According to investigators, the two were arguing over the location of a parked car.
God.
That sucks.
He's only 31, too. No, wait, that's the Mexican... No?
Yeah, it said he's 30-something.
This one's he's a football player, as in soccer.
So. There's a picture of the costume.
Oh, that's a... What a dumbass. He killed him with a sword. Fucking nerd.
Kill me with a sword, Mal.
I mean, like, at least, you know, a sword takes a little bit of effort, but you fucking nerd.
Wow, he only got 6 years killing somebody else.
Maybe that guy was just a really big shit. They're like, yeah, fucker deserved it. But still, 6 years. Aww. All right, dudes. So we're going to wrap this shit up. It's 10 p.m. I got to stop and save this. And I'm going to play some motherfucking Legend of Zelda. Probably until Panther has to get up for his change window. Because when he goes to bed, I don't want to wake him up. So I'm going to do that. You guys have fun. Good night.
And walk weird and wibbly because you're a Mass Effect character, I guess.
Yep.
And big balls.